Bow our heads briefly in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray, Lord, because we want to depend upon Thee in our lives for everything as Thy people. We depend on Thee, Father, for the right thoughts, the right words tonight, for the right understanding of Thy word, particularly as portions of Thy word, Father, which, Lord, are not always straightforward to understand. We pray that make them plain to us and clear to us and apply them to us, Father, as Thy people and as the body and bride of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. So we commend this time into Thy hands, Lord. Do us good, we pray. Father, do grant, Lord, if any have not found Christ, may they find Him tonight here. And Thy people, Lord, again, Father, may they not rest, Lord, with a sense of Thine absence, but they may covet the presence of Christ in their lives and practice His presence from day to day. So do hear us and help us now, we pray. For we ask it in His name and for His sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, dear friends, our text tonight is in the book of the Song of Solomon, Solomon's Song, chapter 3. And verse 4, the fourth verse of the third chapter of the book of Song of the Song of Solomon. And there we read the following words, the inspired word of God. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. So he says, it's but a little that I passed from them, but I found him of whom my soul loveth. We saw this morning about those disciples, Andrew and Philip, finding the Lord Jesus Christ physically and spiritually for the first time. Well, here's a lady who finds her beloved, Solomon, but she represents the church, Solomon. Here represents the Lord Jesus Christ. She says, I found him of whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. So, dear friends, for a little while tonight, then, we'll consider together this text in the book of the Song of Solomon, chapter 3 and verse 4. And in this text here, in this verse, we have somebody speaking. It is a woman, it's a lady. It is indeed King Solomon's Shulamite spouse. King Solomon was one of the well-known, one of the greater kings of Israel in the days of the Old Testament. And we know that he had, I'm afraid, he was a polygamist. He had many wives and many concubines. And if we take this book historically, if we take it literally in one sense, this lady was one of them, one of his spouses, one of his wives. And she was a Shulamite. It means that she was an inhabitant, or had been an inhabitant of Shulim, or Shunem, which was in northern Israel, in Issachar, which is just south of the Sea of Galilee. That's where she came from, that's where she hailed from before she met and married King Solomon. She is speaking here, if you like, on one level. And she's speaking here about herself. She says, it was but a little that I, this lady, passed from them, the watchman that went about the city of Jerusalem or Zion. But I found him, whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. So it's this lady, this woman, who is speaking here in this verse. On one level, if you like, on a literal historical level, it is King Solomon's Shulamite spouse. But one thing you've got to appreciate about the book of Song of Solomon, that there are levels of understanding here. She is here, but we need to understand who she represents spiritually and how this can also be interpreted spiritually. And that is that she represents here in another sense, in a spiritual sense, a spiritual interpretation, all true believers. All true believers in the days of the Old Testament, all true believers in the New Testament, all true believers amongst Jewish people, all true believers amongst Gentile people. She represents the saints. She represents the church, or at least in the commentaries that I've read on the book of the Song of Solomon. So she is here, also the church is here. And therefore, if you're a Christian, if you're a member of the church, you are here too. She represents you, and her experience may be like your experience as a Christian. So my dear friend tonight, are you a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you what we may call a saint? Are you somebody who's repented of your sins and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, been justified by faith and been sanctified by his Spirit? Are you a member of the church? Well, you are here too. It is dealing with you here and possibly your own personal Christian experience in relationship with God and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Well, what is this lady here saying about herself in this verse? What is she speaking about? Well, she's speaking about her finding, again, him whom her soul loved. But I found him whom my soul loveth. And again, if we take it on the literal level, she's saying here that she found once more Solomon, her beloved, the king of Jerusalem, or Zion, whom she loved. She was, after all, his wife. She loved him from the very depths of her being, from the depths of her heart. It's a true love. They loved one another, even though Solomon had many wives. And still this lady loved Solomon with all of her heart. She's thinking about him here on one level, whose presence she had temporarily lost, as we see at the beginning of this chapter. But now she sought after him with all of her heart, because she doesn't want to rest with an absent Solomon, wants a present Solomon, because she loves him, she wants to be with him. And so she has sought after him, and she has found him again. That is on the one level, if you like. But if you take it to the spiritual level, as if this is referring to the church, this is the church or an individual Christian here, once again, finding the Lord Jesus Christ and knowing his presence, having a conscious, felt sense of his presence, which, dear friends, we can lose for one reason or another. But if we seek him again, we can find him and we can have it once more. Well, my dear friend, have you found him whom your soul loves? I wonder what the state and condition of your heart and your soul is in relation to God and to Christ tonight. Are you somebody who is rejoicing because you are worshipping and serving a present Christ? Or have you lost the sense of his presence? Or are you now really seeking after him in order that you might find him again, find and know the presence of God in your Christian life once more? Well, you have to answer that kind of question for yourself. I can't answer for you. I can only answer for myself. And for myself, I have to say I want to know more of the conscious felt presence of God and of Christ by his Spirit in my Christian life in general and also in my ministry. We want that. We want that again. We need to seek him until we find him, until we lay hold upon him by faith. We know him near and dear to us. Well, let's look at what she has to say here about finding Solomon once again. And I'm looking now not just at verse 4, but I'm looking at the first 5 verses of this chapter. Possibly we won't be able to deal with the last point here, but I do want to deal with the first 3. She tells us, first of all, when she found him. When she found him again. The time when she found him, verse 1. Secondly, she also tells us about the place where she found him. Actually, she deals with that negatively. She tells us where she didn't find Solomon, where she did. Thirdly, how she found him, the method, the way in which she found him again. And then in verses 4 and 5, which I don't think we're going to reach, those things that she did after she found him to make sure she didn't lose him again, but she kept near to him and coveted his presence near to her. because he was her beloved, and as his spouse, as his wife, she wanted to be near to him, to be close to him, even though Solomon had sadly all these other loves. Well, I hope that we can learn something from these 3 points tonight. So first of all, verse 1, she says here about the time or the season when she found him whom her soul loved, when she found Solomon again. And she talks at the beginning of the chapter in verse 1, the beginning of verse 1, that she found him again by night. So again, my dear friends, on one level, that's very obvious, isn't it? That's very clear. She found him sometime during the night, after the end of one day, and during the end of one day and before the beginning of the next, before the break of the next day, either in the night or when the night was come drawing close to an end. She either found him during the darkness, or perhaps as the morning drew on. But what does it mean spiritually here? Well, it may mean this. It may mean that you and I can sometimes find Christ again as individuals, perhaps as a church in terms of revival, after a time of spiritual darkness, after a time of spiritual absence, after a time of spiritual desertion of him for whatever reason, after his absence, perhaps in a time of affliction or of desertion or both. Gill says, Dr. John Gill wrote, "The state and condition of the church and of all true believers in any age, and at one time as well as another," this is what he's dealing with here, or she's dealing with here, "who when their beloved is absent, it is night with them. As Christ's presence makes day, his absence makes night. And it was now night with the church, either of affliction or of darkness and desertion, and indeed both." The word is plural. It's not by nights, it's by nights. One night after another, it seemed to go on and on successively. Just as it was quite unbearable for this woman to be away from Solomon night after night. So it's unbearable. It should be unbearable for the Christian, and it should be unbearable for the church, for Christ to seem to be absent from them day after day, night after night, and not to know his presence in your life and his presence in the life of the church. But that's when he can sometimes come again. It's after a period of spiritual darkness, after a time of spiritual affliction, even in the affliction, but certainly after a time of spiritual desertion. He can come to us after a time of great discouragement, a time of depression, difficulty, temptation, whatever it might be. He chooses his time wisely and sovereignly to come to us again. The sense in which he is always with us, but not in that felt conscious way which we love and we desire, knowing that felt Christ. Well, have you found Christ? Perhaps after a time of his absence, in a time of affliction or desertion or both. My dear friend, be honest tonight before God and before the others who are here. Praise God if you're a Christian, but you really know the presence of Christ in your life in the moment. And if not, should you not be seeking after him as she did until you find him, until you know him again? Do not rest content with an absent God, an absent Christ, but know him present and real and powerful in your life. So that's when she found him, either during the night or towards the end of the night. That's when we can find him, either in a time of affliction or towards the end of it, or certainly after a time of desertion, darkness in that sense. But secondly here, where did she find him once more again? In verses 1, 2 and 4, well, she puts it negatively first of all. She says, the Shulamite says, King Solomon's wife said, she didn't find him on her bed. She's referring here not to their marital bed that they shared together, but on her personal bed, because she would have had both. But in the spiritual sense, in terms of the Christian, the church, it means this. The bed here is possibly a bed of carnal ease and security, a bed of coldness an indifference, an apathy and lukewarmness, a bed of laziness or sloth, or a bed of worldly pleasures, of worldliness, and so on. Gill says, not the same bed as in the Song of Solomon 1:16 and 3:7, which was both Christ and hers, and where a different word is used, but this was purely her own, either a bed of affliction, when good men usually seek the Lord, or rather, here it is, of carnal ease and security, in which she continued and rose not up from it to seek her beloved, which shows the cold, lukewarm, lazy frame she was in and formal manner in which she sought him. And so initially, even in her seeking, she didn't find him. She was in a bed of sloth, ease, and carnal pleasures. But where are you tonight, my dear friends? Where are we as a church at this time? Where are we as Christians? What kind of bed, if you like, are you lying on? Are you on a bed of carnal ease and security? Are you on a bed of coldness and lukewarmness spiritually, like the Laodicean church? Are you on a bed of laziness or sloth spiritually? Are you on a bed of worldly pleasures, carnal pleasures? My dear friend, I can assure you, if that is where you are, if that is your spiritual situation and position this evening, you won't find the Lord Jesus Christ there where you are. If that is where you are, it's something you have to do. You have to move away from this. You've got to shake yourself, as it were. Rise up and begin to seek him with all of your heart, fervently and diligently and continually, until you find him again. So she didn't find him there upon her bed. Perhaps he had been there in the past, but Solomon had gone, and now she's aware of his absence. And Gill applies her bed in this way. That's where you won't find Christ there, my dear friends, in that kind of a bed, spiritual bed. Also, secondly, she says in verse 2, she didn't find him in the broad ways or the streets of the city. We can understand what that means, literally or historically. She went out of her apartment and she went into the city of Jerusalem, because that's where she was. And she went down the broad ways of the city. Ancient cities had these broad ways, had these broad streets. And she was looking for him because he had left and gone. She's looking to find where he is. But she doesn't find him there either. What's meant by this spiritually? What's the spiritual interpretation of this? Possibly. What is being referred to here by the Spirit of God? Perhaps the spiritual city, of which saints are fellow citizens, where they dwell, and where the word is preached, and the public ordinances of the gospel are administered. This can be referring to the visible church, and to the local church, which is sometimes a very good place, not only to find the Lord's people, but to find the Lord. But sometimes, dear friends, we don't find the Lord in the means of grace, always. Sometimes we find him afterwards, in our homes or in some kind of other situation. It is not that we're to abandon or forsake the means of grace. It's perhaps the best place to find him again and to know his presence again. But it doesn't always follow, it doesn't always work that we find Christ even in the public means of grace, which is rather sad. In this place where he takes his walks and often shows himself, in seeking him here, she was right, though she didn't succeed. This was perhaps to chastise her for her former negligence, to try her faith, love, and patience, and to show that even the best means, though to be used, are not to be depended on, are not totally guaranteed, and that Christ has his own time and way and place to make himself known to his people, which depends on his sovereign will. And sometimes it is the church, the local church, but not always. It can be in other places that he can reveal himself to us again, disclose himself to us, and we know again a present and a felt Christ. Well, my dear friends, are you in such a place? You are tonight, aren't you? You're in the spiritual city, as it were, where the saints are fellow citizens, where they dwell, where they love to come, where the word is preached and the public ordinances of the gospel are administered. sometimes baptism, sometimes the Lord's Supper. Yes, you are in such a place, and you may or may not find him here again, but it's a good place to be, where the Lord's people are, where he dwells, where the two or three are gathered together in their midst to find Christ again here. He's always here, but to know him, to know his presence, and have a greater degree of his presence in our lives. You may find Christ in such a place as this. Never forsake the means of grace, my dear friends. It's in such a time, such a place, that you may find him again. But where does she find him? Well, she found him, she says, a little that she passed from the watchmen that went about the city. It means here that she went either a little bit further in time, a little bit further in distance, past the watchmen that went about the city of Jerusalem or the city of Zion. The spiritual interpretation may be when the Christian, when the believer, when the saint, when the member of the church perhaps goes a little further in distance or time from the ministers or the preachers of the gospel. So it's interesting, if we look at it in this way, she didn't find him in the broad ways of the city. Sometimes we don't find him in the means of grace. She found him once she'd gone a little bit further in distance. Perhaps it means a little bit further in time. And past these men, these watchmen, interpretation of those perhaps are the ministers or preachers of the gospel. Perhaps it shows, my dear friends, that sometimes we can find Christ not only in his house and amongst his people, at the means of grace, when we're taking communion, when we're hearing God's word, when we're praying, when we're singing his praise. Sometimes it can be afterwards. And that's why you and I have got to be very careful that afterwards, after we've heard God's word, Satan doesn't steal it away from us. But we keep it, and keep meditating upon it, and do something about it. We may find him in the time of more formal, informal fellowship with God's people after the more formal service. We may find him, he may disclose himself to us as perhaps we're walking home or going home. We might find him when we go back home and we begin to think about and muse upon and ponder and meditate upon what we have heard. So, my dear friends, always bear that in mind. Yes, come to his house in order to seek him and to find him again and to know a greater sense of his presence. But if it doesn't happen here, don't despair. It may happen after the meeting, in the after meeting, if you like, on the way back home, in your homes. It may even happen during your work time, during the rest of this week. God is sovereign in the times that he reveals and discloses himself to us. So, my dear friend, is it perhaps a little distance, a little bit of time after this? Did you pass from hearing this ministry, hearing myself, hearing a preacher of the gospel? Perhaps it'll be a little time after this that he might truly meet with you and personally revive and quicken you. So just bear that in mind. Look for him, not only in the means of grace, but after the means of grace too. And third and finally, before we finish, in verses 1 to 4 as a whole, she also speaks about the method, the way in which she found her beloved once again. How did she find him after losing his presence? Well, what she had to do, my dear friends, was this. It wasn't a question of being apathetic and not doing anything. She had to be spiritually active. She had to raise herself. She had to arouse herself. She had to seek after him with all of her heart. That's what she did. She sought him. The Shulamite here sought Solomon constantly, continually, diligently and fervently until she found him. She persevered in it. Spiritually, my dear friends, if you want to find Christ, you have to seek him with all of your heart. That's what the promise is. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. That is the promise. My dear friends, if you want to experience a time of personal revival, and if you want to know church revival, you want to know God coming to this area, to this locality, it's not enough that you just carry on as you are. If you're aware that he's not really wanting to, you've got to go after him. You've got to pursue him. You've got to seek him. You've got to seek him in the public means of grace, in your homes, by reading the scriptures, whatever opportunity, read it, listening to sermons, listening to the tapes of sermons, getting down on your knees in your closet. You've got to go after him until once again you know his presence. Perhaps you knew in times past. Perhaps you had when you first converted, but have lost since then. So sad when that happens, when we become estranged from Christ, distant from Christ. If that is the case, you've got to bestir yourself. You've got to go after him, seek him. Seek him in this, in the same way, constantly, diligently. The word is plural. She sought him by nights, one night after another successively. She sought her beloved, which both expresses the continuance of her state and her diligence and constancy in seeking after Christ. In her closet by prayer, reading, meditation, and public ordinances. If you're a Christian, you do love Christ. You can't lose that. But please don't just rest content with a distant relationship. Have a close relationship. That's why he came. That's why he suffered and died. To reconcile you to the Father. To reconcile you to himself. That you might have union with him. That you might have communion with him. That he may sup with you, you might sup with him. That your relationship might be personal, it might be deep, it might be intimate. That's the nature of this book, isn't it? It's a very intimate book. The love of this woman to Solomon, Solomon's love to her, it is a very intimate book. And our relationship with Christ should be deep and it should be intimate. That's why he died, that we might have a relationship like this. And if you lost that, you can't lose Christ. You can't lose his salvation. Lose a sense of his presence. Go after him again. Seek him anew and afresh. And give him no rest until you've laid hold upon him again by faith. And you're really clinging on to him. And you know that he is with you. So she goes after him. She seeks him. She says she rose up. She rose up from her, the Shulamite. She rose up from a bed of carnal pleasures. From her bed of ease, from her bed of sloth. Well, my dear friend, if you want to really know Christ in these days, you've got to rise up from your bed of the same. You know, if you kind of going about your Christian life in a slothful, sluggish, carefree, indifferent, apathetic kind of way, you can't expect really to think you're going to have a close walk with God. But if you're diligent, if you're efficient, if you are careful, if you walk with him, seek to walk with him, daily reading your scriptures, daily prayer, always attending the means of grace, going after him at every possible opportunity, every place, at all times, then you can seek to have this kind of close sense of his presence. But you've got to rise up from your bed of sloth. That is what she did. That's what the church needs to do in these days. And individual Christians need to do. Thirdly, we're told that she found him by going about the broad ways or the streets of the city of Jerusalem, spiritually here. How can you find him? Well, it is by attending God's house, attending the means of grace, attending the ordinances, listening to his word, joining in prayer, and so on, joining in the praise of God. Are you going about the spiritual city? Which saints are fellow citizens? Where they dwell, where the word is preached and the public ordinance of the gospel are administered? That's the way to find him. Find him by seeking him with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, by kind of turning away from a bed of sloth, diligently, fervently seeking after him, by tending the means of grace. Perhaps also, fourth thing that she did in verse 3, is that she inquired of the watchman, didn't she? She said, have you seen him whom I sought? Have you seen where, has Solomon been by? Have you seen where he is? In order that I might find him. My dear friend, if you're struggling, one thing that you can do is that you can ask, you can come to a pastor, you can come to a minister, you come to an elder, come to an officer of the church, or come to somebody who you think is particularly spiritual, godly individual. You can ask them for help and for guidance, to pray for you. and ask that they might pray for you until you do indeed find Christ again in this way. She asked, this lady asked the watchman that went about the city, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? You can go to people, ask them for help, ask them for guidance, ask them for direction, ask them for leading. How can I find him again? And this is the kind of advice that they'll give you, which you've got to go after him. You've got to forsake sin, you've got to forsake worldliness in any easy spiritual way. You can pray, you can ask for help and so on. But really, you've got to seek him with all your heart. And perhaps, my dear friends, you've got to go, in a sense, the extra mile. Because you notice she found him, the method that she used was by even passing from the watchman a little, as I said, either in terms of time or in terms of distance. She went beyond them, and that's where she found her Solomon again. What possibly is a spiritual understanding of that? It may be this, my dear friends. Christian ministers ought to be diligent in prayer, in the reading of Scripture, in the preaching of God's Word and so on, spending time with God, doing what they do. But perhaps in order to find Solomon again, really and truly, deeply, powerfully in your life, personally, perhaps you've got to be zealous. You've got to go beyond. Perhaps even certain ministers of the gospel. You've got to spend more time in prayer, more time in reading the Scriptures, more time in the presence of God. You've got to do what they do, and perhaps do it a little bit more. They search the Scriptures, they give themselves to the ministry of the Word and prayer. Perhaps you ought to give yourself more to the Word. Really study the Scriptures. And find him there, or he's coming to you as you're studying them. Perhaps not only to be content with listening to one Bible study on a Thursday evening and two sermons on a Sunday, perhaps day by day, listening to sermons. You can listen to them online now, can't you? Listen to tapes, cassettes, CDs of the ministry of the Word. Do more. Be more spiritually fervent than the ministers, the preachers of the gospel. And surely the Lord will notice that zeal, that fervour, and honour you for honouring him in that way. So that's what we have here, perhaps, in these verses about this lady seeking and finding her beloved again. She found him by night, sought and found him by night. She found him by the watchman that went about the city, and she found him by seeking him with all of her heart. And notice, because she sought him in the end in the right way, she wasn't disappointed. She discovered Solomon. Once she'd found him, she held on to him, she clasped him, and would not let him go, coveted his presence. Well, my dear friends, you seek him. Seek him from now, seek him tonight, seek him with all your heart. If you don't really, if you've kind of lost that sense of his presence in your life, go after him until you know it again. If you do so with all your heart, God will be true to his word. He'll fulfill his promise. You'll find him. Even ask him for the grace to seek him in this way. Not only seek him for your own benefit, but for the benefit of the whole church and the benefit of society today. We need a present God, don't we? We need a present Christ amongst us. Preach a felt Christ. Worship a felt Christ. And present a felt Christ to the world. Well, all that, I trust, is a little experiential and experimental. Go away, think about it, and just examine your heart. Do you know Christ in this way? You really got hold of him by faith and are enjoying God and enjoying Christ, enjoying the presence of God. Don't rest content until you do.